This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime Crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat-Knicks, Warriors-Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Al Jackson, hats, and lingo for Tom. It's all coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Chick.
Hi, I'm Jess.
Remember how you liked it so much and you kept saying, hey, come on back and do the podcast?
And you know what? It only took us a few years, but we listened.
Here we are. What you need to do is become a Bob and Tom VIP and sign up for not only the Off the Air podcast, but you get video of the show every morning. You get Bob and Tom 24/7. You get
access to all of our old bits.
All the old podcasts and all the Bob and Tom shows. It's unbelievable what you get when you become a Bob and Tom VIP member. Not only that, but you also get amazing admiration from all your friends.
Yeah.
You just walk up to them and go, you know, I'm a VIP with Bob and Tom.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what they'll do every single time. So do that now, won't you?
Good morning, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, gang, it's Kenny Thomas.
Kenny!
Hey, we just landed.
Yeah, where are you?
Well, I'm at ATL. I heard you talking about Anchorage, ANC. Been there, done that.
Oh, no kidding.
From Chicago to LAX last week and had a 20-minute layover at Anchorage, so I know all about it.
Wow, a great flight.
And we just landed. I'm still buckled up. Can you hear me? I can barely hear you guys.
We hear you clear.
Oh, we should be at the gate in about 3 minutes. I got to go from Echo 7 to Bravo 4, so I'm putting my sneakers on. Get running, Bostonians. I'll tell you, the cabin pressure on this flight was awful. The guy next to me is trying to make his ears pop. He's got pillows over both ears.
Yeah, that works.
Hey, guy, I got to tell you, I heard about the toaster today. Well, I got to tell you this. That toaster, 58 years old?
Yeah.
Well, I've had the same carry-on for 3 years. And let me tell you, in the business travel world, that's an eternity.
You're killing me.
I had to share that one.
Oh, thanks. Yeah.
Tomek calls it cramsonite because I cram so much into it.
Cramsonite, yeah.
You should see me on Monday, Shooter. It looks like a beanbag. Hey, check who's going to win the big game this weekend.
Well,
I got a phone call.
Hey,
guy, we just landed. Yeah, ATL. Yeah, me too. Yeah, Chick likes the Giants. He said even money.
I didn't. What?
Oh, that deal? No, that's done. Signed, sealed, sold. Uh-oh. You know me, Mike. Everything I touch turns to sold. I know.
Oh, boy.
I know. Hey, Big Timer, you're still on for the 2:30 webinar, right? Well, that's unacceptable, Mike.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I know, Shooter, but, you know, unless you're the one pulling the plug on her, I just think, that's why they have doctors. Well, if she's 64, you can't be surprised. That's over 300 in dog years. Just trying to make it easy on you.
No.
You'll feel better if you do the 230. Heck, if you miss this deal, this sale's going to be dead, too. I got to put it that way. Hey, Mike, call me back. Call me back. My deepest sympathy. She's in a better place.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Now, hang on a second. I'm about to lose my mind. There's Willie G. My son Willie is sitting in for Chick McGee today. Christy's in the Navy Federal Credit Union newsroom. On the big screen, we have Pat Godwin and Al Jackson wearing a very unusual chapeau.
A tam o'shanter.
Yes. Tam o'shanter, yes.
What is that?
Exactly. He looked like Spike McLee.
That is quite the cap. It's like a beret with a bunny tail on it.
Yeah, Tom. My show. We did this the shoot at this hat factory, and they did the smartest thing ever. You know how if you're shopping for a dress or something, they'll give like champagne.
Yeah.
For women.
Oh, right. Absolutely. Yeah.
For guys, they were just giving us it was like a whiskey pairing as you looked for hats.
Mm-hmm.
And this is back when I drank. I probably had four doubles, and I left with three of these, like in three different colors.
Dude, so
that's a highly effective sales technique.
That's great.
That's a bold hat. It's a good looking hat
on you.
I think
you'd get hit by someone with a silver coated bat.
No.
It kind of does. And I bet that was good for, as they say, peacocking in the clubs.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I there's a suit I wear it with, and I wear it to work, and I walk down the street, and people stare at me like, "What's happening with that black man?" And I'm like, "Well, you're just gonna wonder all morning, aren't you?"
I mean, that you look like you'd be walking around a museum with that on.
I could see that.
People would think, "Oh, this must be the curator."
Mm.
No one would dress like that on purpose.
Oh, no, Tom, can we get you in one of these? We already got you in an ascot. Come on, make the whole transformation.
No, I can't. It looks too much like a beret. I don't need anything to make me look pretentious.
Berets haven't come back like I thought they would. Overalls came back in style for a little while. You know, I've got my rompers, Tom. I mean, we've talked about my rompers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Every fall, there's that hint of the beret coming back, and then it just never takes off.
Guys that wear berets smoke clove cigarettes, and you just want to go punch them.
You.
I don't know.
What about the derby? Do you like that? I
like a good derby, but certain guys can pull a derby off and certain guys can't.
That's tough to pull off.
You need somebody in your life to tell you if you can or can't.
You do. You need honest people around you.
How many hats do you own, Al?
I'm not a huge hat guy, so I probably own like five legitimate hats that I got at a hat shop.
Sure. That's a lot for most guys, I would say. How many hats do you own? Not baseball caps, Tom. Like a nice chapeau.
I have like a big fishing hat.
Okay.
And then that's it.
Okay.
I think.
Josh,
you don't have a cowboy hat.
I had a top hat. I had a really great tweed hat. Really good one. I got another one of those. Looked like, I don't even know how to describe hats. I don't know what the names of them are. Their hats are certainly interesting in history.
Yeah, sure.
I
mean,
I have a lot of theories about them.
I wish hats would come back. I love them.
You can blame John F. Kennedy.
Yeah, he stopped wearing one.
If you look at any picture of a baseball game prior to about 61, everyone's wearing hats.
I think men look great.
It's primarily guys in the stands.
Christy, I do not own a hat.
You don't?
I own many caps.
But no, like baseball, I mean, cowboy hats or top hats or.
No.
I think religious hats to me are the fascinating ones. And I have a theory on them. That kind of the mitre, that kind of ridiculous looking Pope hat.
Yes.
I mean, when I say ridiculous looking, Al, can you imagine if you were walking the streets of Denver wearing a Pope hat?
No, it's a hat made a for one person, so you have to charge a lot for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think that's because there were probably really short popes and they wanted to
look taller.
Yeah, and then I think that the yarmulke or the skull cap. I think that's because a lot of these elders in these churches were going bald. These are just theories, but I think they're probably something to say.
By the way, Tom, I was going to say Christy is dressed like the hottest girl in the mall. Like, I don't really?
Right.
Isn't she sort of understated? She should be in the food court right now.
Yes. Yes.
Al, you should see the back. She has Christy airbrushed in huge letters.
She
in the
does.
Back.
Yeah, that's nice. Right.
Of course.
Picture of her on
Christy,
a skateboard.
Let me see it.
No, I don't. Yeah, just kidding.
Okay. Now,
oh, I really thought you did.
Al, we had an interesting story yesterday, and there's not much to say about the story, but I want to get to some fact about it, which was it was some Austrian guy touring Italy, and he wanted to get his picture, so he climbed on the statue and ended up breaking the toes off. But then we got talking about that. Statues, and we all came up with our top three statues, because I'm a big fan. And just to give you an idea where I'm going with this, Al, my top three statues, of course, it begins and ends with Rodin, the thinker.
That's a good one.
Yes. Famous statue. Of course, today's thinker would have to be him holding a cell phone on a toilet. But, second for me is Mr. Bendo, which is the guy you see in front of a lot of muffler shops nationwide. Mm-hmm. One of our listeners sent me a photograph. He is currently refurbishing a Mr. Bendo.
Are you serious?
Yes. He's bent over with fiberglass. And
it's usually got a beard, and he's...
Sometimes it's like a lumberjack.
Right.
My third favorite, of course, is the big boy statue.
Yeah.
I just love
him.
Oh,
that. Yeah.
Always been a fan of that.
He's because he's kind of a man boy.
Yes.
He has the face of like a 4-year-old kid at Christmas, but he's got the body of a high school bully.
Right.
And the hair of a man.
Yeah.
Kind of a Jack weird, Black, Jack Black look.
Yeah. Kind of, yeah. He's a cherubic bully, yeah.
Oh.
Definitely. Like no one would believe you. You're like, that kid's taking my money every day. And they're like, shut up. He's fine. That kid...
Yeah. Wow. No, do you have any favorite statues, if you give it any thought?
I do. I really like the statue of David. It was one of those things that kind of convinced me it was a good idea to travel. I was doing a USO tour, and I had time when we were in Italy, and I went to Florence, and it just kind of showed you, because I don't know, I think this is just me being dumb, but I thought the statue of David was like 3 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea. It takes, I think it's 14 feet.
It's huge.
I didn't know it was that
huge.
Big.
Wow. It is big.
I think it's the opposite. It's huge. You think David's going to be smaller than it is, and you think the Mona Lisa is going to be bigger.
Right.
The Mona Lisa is
tiny.
And the big boy, I mean, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
We found out yesterday there's apparently a
big boy
statue graveyard.
Yeah, a bunch
what?
Of them. Yeah.
Yeah, that's sad.
I couldn't figure out where it was.
There's also a warehouse full of the band from Showbiz Pizza.
Yeah.
That's just
how
sad.
Is like some rich person with too much money just bought that and had that play as soon as you walk in the house every day. Now, guys have pools and guys have like, you know, fountains and stuff to kind of impress women. But if you come home, like semi one night stand status, 1:30 in the morning, you're like, yeah, let's just head upstairs, girl. And then the Showbiz band pizza starts playing. You're like, oh, who's that? Oh, that's my band.
Hey,
that's
baby,
my house band.
You think that's impressive? I got two of the Country Bears in the other room.
They'll be joining us.
Gosh. I honestly don't know how I would react if that happened.
Oh.
I'm thinking about that.
That'd be weird.
It would be like, oh my God. Either this is going to be the best time of my life or this guy's a psycho.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he wouldn't be married.
No, he would not be married.
It's like if you walk into some really cool house and then in the foyer there's a big boy statue, you know, yep, not married.
Yeah.
That's just the kind of thing every guy goes, oh, that'd be so cool. One day in the air, we made the mistake of going, I wonder if we could get, do you remember this, Christy?
Yes.
We said, I wonder if we can get a big boy statue. And we had one in the parking lot within an hour.
Yep.
And then,
really?
And it was really bad. It involved a long, complicated story with some illegality, I believe, sprinkled in.
Yeah.
So we're not asking for a big room.
No, we're not.
Okay. So Al Jackson is one of the featured performers, and... you're currently at work. You're currently working. Your show is there every day, The Daily Blast. And,
yes.
What's the latest with you?
Man, the same old in terms of just, you know, it's just me and my co-host in the studio. It's just kind of, we're separated like you guys are, 6 feet. And it's just kind of, it's weird to say, but I think everybody's kind of getting used to it at this point. It's been 6 months. So the show's cruising along, and you know, it's like, luckily with technology, we can still do this show. I can still see your beautiful faces. I can see Chrissy's awesome outfit.
Thank you.
So, you know, it's just, this is the way of the world, at least I think for another couple months, man. I don't know.
At least, yeah.
Tell me something different, please. Yes. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's time for me to get a little hipper. You've been helping with my language lately. What have you got for today?
Yes, Tom, it's time for us to get you ready to go back in the world, because we will have a vaccine for this, and you cannot be out in the streets, Tom, with the slang that you have. It's just kind of not enough. So we're going to go, we're going to build your confidence, because honestly, Tom, the last 2 weeks, if I found out that you were on sleep medication, that would explain some of the results.
So, I admit, they've not been good. Go ahead.
You had a good couple months, and then I think you got a lot of stuff happening, and you've gotten a little off. So let's go over a couple that you know, Tom, okay?
Okay.
And then we're going to go with some new ones. Tom, you're looking good today. How would I say that? It's 2 words. The last word is up. The first word starts with G. You've had a this up. Think of illuminate.
Glow up.
Yes, Tom. There you go. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Man.
Tom, do you see how we're building your confidence right there?
I would walk up to Christy and go, wow, Christy, today you really glow up.
No, it's more like you would have a picture on the left and it's you with your goatee from 2004. And then the picture on the right is you now, you'd say you've had quite the glow up.
Ah.
You know? Okay. Exactly. Yes, and I've heard women say, like, you know, you hit the gym a little bit, go on the carb diet, anti-carb diet, and then after a while, somebody be like, oh, Tom's got to have a little bit of a glow up right now.
Ah, okay.
Oh, now, Tom, you know, all the women are going to think that you've glowed up, and those women might be partnered with the men, and one of those men might say, hey, man, are you hitting on my girl? And Tom, you say, if I was, what are you going to do about it? You would tell them to do what?
Oh, I remember. Oh.
2 words. If they got a problem with you, what should they do? 2 words.
God, do you remember this one, Josh?
I think so.
Okay, what is it?
Step up.
Is that it?
Close. You got the second half.
Oh. Is it it's up?
No, it starts with a P.
Put up?
Push?
No, everything. What's the opposite of push?
Pull up.
Tom, use it in a sentence. If you got a problem with me, pull up.
Well, I can't deal with that right now because my 4-year-old's wearing her pull-ups.
Oh. Yeah, that's totally different.
Yeah, see, for me, pull-ups are they're like the post-diaper phase. Mm-hmm. Hey, you got
Tom,
a problem with the pull-up?
Gender roles. So you could say, hey, if you got a problem with a man changing the diaper, bro, pull up.
Oh, there you go.
Pull up. I like that one.
Pull up. All right.
What is that? Is that referencing like what, pulling up your trousers to be ready for action?
No, I think it's like literally like if somebody's like on Instagram Live just talking crazy about you or whatever, or you know they're somewhere at the park or a party, you literally drive your car and pull up to where they are
right.
And get out.
Oh,
that's what I've always pictured when I've heard it.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
I literally picture somebody slamming on the brakes and pulling the emergency brake. And Tom, when you pull up, what do you do?
Get out of the car.
That's another word.
You what?
2 words.
You swing the door and what? Oh, yeah. Okay. What do you do after that?
Okay. So you get out of the car. You're confronting this fellow. Is that what's happening
here?
Yes,
but you don't get out of the car, Tom. That's boring.
Oh.
You don't get out of the car.
You run him over with your car?
No, you don't do that.
It'd be a lot easier. A lot safer.
Yes, the 2 words are vehicular manslaughter.
Gosh.
You did pull up, though.
It's
2 words. The last word is out.
Okay.
The first word starts with an H.
Holler out.
Nope. You could almost literally do this. If you're excited to get somewhere, get to somebody.
You hop out.
Yeah, hop out, Tom. Now use those two things in a sentence. They'll maybe pull up and hop out.
Well, I saw your criticism of our show, I must say, for someone who's a sub-literate, other than the 10 misspellings, why don't you pull up and I'll hop out and we'll settle this.
Wow, nice.
There we go, Tom. You got it.
This is assuming your car's running.
Oh, yeah. That little extra dig there.
Ooh. Yes, and I can't help but looking at your photograph. Perhaps it's time you did some work on yourself so you could glow up.
Yes.
Because you look like you've glowed down.
Wow.
Now I'm going to glow some reefer. In my garden.
What?
Yeah, you had it there. You had it there.
No, wait a minute.
You should quit while you're ahead.
Okay, sorry. Okay.
Al, is there an opposite to glow up? Like, oh, man, he's really...
Man, an opposite of glow up. That's a good one. I am sure there is. I mean...
I always like the phrase, Father Time has kicked his ass.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7 and...
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years that was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't...
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.